The following comments come from the January 12th, 2021 Bryan City Council meeting as the City Council upholds a Planning and Zoning Commission decision denying a rare appeal that was made to the Council. The Council at its last meeting unanimously supporting granting a conditional use permit allowing the construction of 9 townhomes south of Midtown Park. Bryan City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada wrote a letter submitted by the appellant to the PNC decision.
It's communications with Casey Alani, College Station, regarding appeal from decision of Planning and Zoning Commission pertaining to proposed conditional use permit, case number CU20-06. Dear Mayor and Council, I own property on Alani Drive within 200 feet of the proposed development. On December 3, 2020, I attended the scheduled planning and zoning meeting to contest the scope of the proposed development at 209 through 217 Lynn Drive, Bryan, Texas, that seeks to obtain the referenced conditional use permit under consideration. As the city planner stated at the planning and zoning meeting on December 3, 2020, only 27 parking spaces were required and that a total of 39 were being provided. 9 of those being provided are to be located in the city right-of-way. Because townhomes are single-family development, see City of Bryan Municipal Code Article 2, Section 63-23, townhouse development should be restricted to single-family occupancy. My concern is that once construction is complete, these townhomes will not be sold to single families, but are intended for rental as the sign on the proposed site indicates. If the conditional use permit is approved as proposed, there will be 9 three-bedroom townhomes for a total of 27 bedrooms. It is my understanding that each townhome could have 4 occupants for a total of 36 persons. Therefore, there could be 36 vehicles parked around this development, not including guest vehicles. A page from the developer's site plan stated 27 times 1.3 equals 35.1 total spaces required. Thus, I was originally under the impression that 35.1 parking spaces were needed. See relevant page attached. Virtually all of the new developments in the neighborhood, mostly Aggie Shacks and some townhomes, appear to be occupied primarily, if not exclusively, by students. Clearly, student rentals are inconsistent with single-family occupancy because students are almost never related to one another, thus they can't be deemed a single family. Multifamily occupancy generates higher traffic density. Therefore, if the conditional use permit for the proposed development were to stipulate single-family occupancy through the developer's covenants and bylaws, then I see no reason to further contest the project. However, if the townhouses are not legally confined to single-family occupancy, as enforceable through the covenants and bylaws against all current or future purchasers, then a myriad of problems are likely to materialize. Foremost among my concerns is the traffic and parking issues created by multifamily occupancy, e.g. students, as specifically addressed in the Bryan Code of Ordinance, see section 130-33 pertaining to conditional use permits, which states in relevant part at D1, the Planning and Zoning Commission shall not approve a plan for development of a conditional use if it finds the proposed development D adversely affects the safety and convenience of vehicular and pedestrian circulation in the vicinity, including traffic reasonably expected to be generated by the proposed use and other uses reasonably anticipated in the area considering existing zoning and land uses in the area. On page 8 and 9 of the Planning and Zoning Commission staff report for this development, the parking and traffic issues are addressed but fail to provide supporting data for their recommendations pertaining to the safety and convenience related to traffic and parking issues. At the very least, shouldn't a traffic study be done before final consideration of this townhouse development, since the area already generates a high degree of traffic along Lynn Drive due to limited ingress and egress into major portions of the densely populated mobile home park. What is most likely to occur under the current plan is that residents of the 9 townhouses will have their guests, visitors, and overnight residents, and even delivery drivers and service providers consistently using most, if not all, public parking spaces along Lynn Drive, so that the existing residents will most likely encounter their own traffic and parking difficulties. Further, the City Council should be aware that this developer is planning a second development directly across the street from this development. Rental signs are in place on both sites at this time. I hope the Council will appreciate the time I spent on this issue. I am merely trying to help the neighborhood revitalize to its fullest potential. Thank you for your thoughtful consideration of this very important matter. And then the statement from the applicant, Mr. Terrence Murphy, is...
And I'm sorry, just to clarify, this is the applicant for the original conditional use that was approved?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Terrence Murphy. I was raised in East Texas and have been part of the BCS community since 2001 as a freshman on the Texas A&M football team. I have been developing in the urban neighborhood since 2008 and plan to shape this community into the best community possible. It's always been in my mindset to build this city with new infrastructure, new streets, and new improvements. Everything I have ever done has been in injunction and approved with the City of Bryan and College Station. My 13 years of being a developer in this county community, this project is the one I'm most proud of. Reason being, I've worked hand in hand with city planners and city staff throughout the whole process to come up with a plan that fits the overall future Midtown design. I have photos and videos of the properties before I put my hands on it. It carried 9 bolts, 2 random slabs of foundation, and destroyed mobile homes, which resulted in 10 plus dump trucks that hauled off trash. This outlook still did not scare me away from improving the community, creating a project that both the city and I can be proud of.
Next comments come from Bryan City Councilman Bobby Gutierrez, who joined the council after chairing the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Yeah, and this is kind of a unique one, and hopefully we'll actually see some more of these coming like this. This particular plat right here, this particular layout, he can do everything he's doing without doing those 9 on the front. This is something that he's taking an extra cost, putting these in that he didn't really even have to do. And it would have still fit with extra 3 parking spots to get what he was doing at the 1-to-1 coming with the 30 parking bills. The stuff that we've been seeing that's out there, like you mentioned, the Jefferson Street and some stuff on Old College Main and Old College Road have worked out really good. And this street, Lynn Drive, is actually wider than most of our streets that are having the same issues.